Tumson, we just wanted to do a quick update on our annual appeal, the sort of two-month period of the year where we talk about fundraising for the center. We're about halfway through that period. We'll talk about it a little bit more in January. And so to that end, I wanted to introduce, I'll give you the update. We are in great shape, not excellent shape, but we're in very good shape for where we need to be for right now. We have brought commitments, or people have pledged or donated, just under $122,000, which we have a sustainer base, which is about $72,000 a year. And so then we've had donations of another $50,000 or so, which puts us where we are, which is for this part of the drive, we're breathing good. We would still like to go through the end of January, and probably if we had another $20,000 or $30,000 come in, we would be excellent. So continue to think about that. We have a brochure out in the lobby that has a reply form if you'd like to become a sustainer. And we have three modes of sustaining, two ways to give on a monthly basis, and then an inspired sustainer where you make a donation whenever you feel moved to do so. We've had inspired donations of $10 to $20,000. So you can find a place in there somewhere to support the center, to support the Dharma, so that we can continue to benefit from our programs here. This morning I am introducing Karen Mastriani and David Macleese, who have been members for a while, to share a little bit about what they value in the center and how they think about financial support for the center.
Good morning. David and I have been members at the center since 2003-2004. Actually, we've been coming to the center since 2003-2004. We've been members either in like 2005 or 2006 when we became members, but we were supporting the center with what we could financially even before we became members, not from any sense of obligation, but from the belief that we appreciate and value the teachings in the center so much, and you show your appreciation and your power through your wallet. You know, you support financially what means the most to you. And so for us, that is the center and the Dharma teachings.
So when we first started coming to the center, we already found that it was a thriving community. And we kind of realized that community was formed based on a generosity of people that came before us, and people, some of which we didn't even know. So we kind of recognized that what we do now is a kind of a pay it forward, and it kind of amplifies and may benefit, again, people that we will never know in the future. And it reminded me of a Greek proverb that says, a community grows great when people plant trees under trees whose shade they'll never sit in. So if you think about paying things forward, for us that gives us an opportunity to do that.
And so when I just look at the fact that, I mean, here we are in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we found this center, I mean, for me, that becomes almost overwhelming. And then when I think that we're paying it forward for the generations to come, if we don't do this and this center wasn't here, I think about what this has meant to us and then the loss that would be for the generations in the future. And there's lots of ways to give, and believe me, I mean, we sit down every year with our budget and we look at what needs to be cut and sacrificed, and this year is going to be the most difficult, but never once did it occur to us to cut that part of our budget, that there's other ways that we can snip and cut things in order to keep donating to the center. And you can donate in lots of ways and be generous through our time and our energies and our efforts and volunteering, but it's the financial donation that's going to keep, you know, support our teachers, it's going to support our paid staff, that's going to keep this building open. And without that, the Dharma won't be here. And I've been reading this wellness book, and part of the wellness book is that the foundation of wellness is you're living with your principles and living by your values. And last night I'm reading this book, and the quote was that we may hold generosity as a value, but the virtue is behaving generously. So it's how we behave generously and what we could do, giving from our hearts and feeling good about what it is that we give. Thank you.
So thank you so much. If you've already given, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. If you haven't and are in a position to consider that, we encourage you to do that for your own benefits, the merit that that creates, for the benefit of the center and our community. So thank you very much.
So if you turn to page 183, let's chant the mantra at the bottom of the page. That's the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, three times. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. If you please turn to page 34. Let's read the four immeasurables in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37, and then toward the bottom you see the four immeasurables chanting version. So let's chant that one time in Tibetan. Chen chen tam chen de wa dam. Yeah. the say the two mantras right below that, Chen Rajik's mantra 8 times, and then Green Tower's mantra 7 times, keeping in mind the people on the prayer list and those in your hearts and minds. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Taritu, taritu, re so ha. Om 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 Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Okay, the children are free to go to their classes.
Thank you.
If you've never been to the, if your child has never been to the center, you please accompany your child. Find out where to pick up your child afterwards.
Good morning. maybe begin with some meditation, so short meditation, okay? Only 7 hours. Meditation is not just important. I think it's also necessary, not necessary to even though we are not thinking about life after this, that's okay. You know, that's okay. So important things, you know, the meditation is not just important for life after this, you know. Of course it's beneficial for many more life in the future, but it's not just, that's not the only case. So here, to make our mind calm and peaceful, that's one thing. So that's also critical, long as we have mind, that's also important, you know, that we have to go through that, to the life after this. So to make our mind calm and peaceful, that's one thing that's important for all of us, you know, including myself, okay? So then, second thing is about happiness. Huh? So these two things, you know, these are important for our well-being. It's important, these two critical point. And it's important to calm mind, peaceful mind, has happy mind. Doesn't mean excitement mind, but happy mind, you know, happy mind. So this can do through meditations. That's why I think meditation is not just important, it's necessary. You know? So I would like to say a few words, you know, before we meditate. It's not going to be 7 hours, it's going to be probably 7 minutes. So all my friends here, you make effort to come to center. You know, it's not just you just pop up here, but just like, you know, it's not like you just pop up here, pop up. No, you drove, no, you wake up. Now it's like, yeah, everybody likes to sleep. Me too, I like to sleep. So you give up your sleep, then you come here. I feel some kind of responsibility to explain that's been explained hundreds of years ago. At least then you heard something. So then whether you do meditation or not, that's up to you. So so that's why I feel, you know, responsibility, you know, today you come all the way here. So all my friends here, including myself, one important thing, you know, to understand is to the purpose or power of meditation. The power of meditation, gomdob nimochwa, the purpose of meditation, so, is to reduce disturbing thought. Whatever you call technical, that's a special name, doesn't matter. Actually, it's disturbing thought. The minute it arises, it disturbs us. Disturbing thought. That thought can be prevented. Not by simple wish, by thinking something, you know, how you say, thinking something, something, that thought, disturbing thought can be prevented. So now the power or purpose of meditation is to reduce disturbing thought. Whenever the disturbing thought arises, doesn't matter if you're monk, nuns, abbot, pope, whatever that title you like carry, doesn't matter. It disturbs equally. The rope doesn't prevent from disturbing thought. Only the thought will prevent from disturbing thought. So that's why it's important, you know, to meditation is important. You know? So the purpose or power of meditation is to reduce. The best is to root out. Then you will enjoy everlasting happiness. You know, you'll no longer suffer. So many problems are caused by that something is going wrong in our thinking. Sorry to say, you know. It's not just you, me too. Whenever I'm having, I say, not physical problems, you know, physical problems, of course, you take medicines, whatever is necessary you do. When there's no, you can be happy, at the same time you have some physical problem, that's very possible. If you're physically healthy, if your mind is not happy, you are not happy. So it's all of us, including myself. So the root out, the best thing is to root out, you know. So root out from your mind stream. What's called liberation, moksha, you know, enlightenment, all of that. There's something is, you know, going wrong in our thinking. You see, day-to-day life, you know, as I mentioned this morning, right now, this is our brother, Wangda, is here, you know, to work on the statues that we are building, this 1,000 Buddha statues, 1,000 Buddha, you know, we are making them, not here, and he's coming down to open the eyes. So he has a little girl, 2 years old. I've been babysitting last 2 weeks, pretty much. So I have to make sure nothing goes wrong in my thinking. There are so many things could go wrong in my thinking. Amazing. You know, I have deep sympathy for all the mothers. Yeah, I really do. You know, so not just like So sometimes what you want to know, where's your practice, where's your dharma? You know, so sometimes you want to just 2 years old, but 100 times better than boy. You know, the minute she wakes up, you know, everything is not serious. Nothing is serious. Nothing is serious. Everything is just something to play. So the minute she wakes up, she wants to eat something sweet, candy, something sweet. But after that, everything, you know, this is prayer, to pray. You know, doesn't matter here, this way, this way. Just play, you know. Not serious, you know. No something to respect, oh, this is a bit dangerous, you know, something. Just doesn't matter where to turn, you know, just play. Then, you know, my really dharma began. The minute she wakes up, my real dharma began. It's not just prayer that I said a couple of hours a day. Nobody disturbs. I just said my prayer, nobody disturbs. So my real dharma practice began when she wake up. So, not when she wake up, but when Onda left around 9 o'clock, then my dharma practice began. Because Onda go to work, to open. And the daughter with us, then dharma practice began. Then she called, Uncle Gishi, Uncle Gishi, Uncle Gishi, Uncle. Uncle Gishi, then she goes, where's Uncle Gishi? Yeah, Uncle Gishi here, right here, waiting for opportunity to practice dharma. No. Not waiting to practice dharma, practice. No. Not waiting for opportunity to practice dharma, not at all, no. So, you know, comes here, you know, just looks at the tour here, you know, they throw the tour there, you know, so within 5 minutes, all the flea markets on the ground, everything displayed. She's not going to pick it up. That's 100%. She's not going to pick it up. What you do, so, you know, so it's very interesting, huh? Very interesting practice. Oh, so teaching great practice without talking. No, then watching is like, wow. So I've been like that. Probably not my choice, no. I was born in a very small village, not my choice. Probably no choice at all. But here there's a lot of choice, different choice. And or you participate or you have choice. You participate, play with her like kids. Like, you know, so then both have great time. She has great time. I'm not sure I have been having great time. But, you know, so at least you're seeing somebody's happy. You know, somebody's happy. You know. Or you can choose to be very strict, you know, then make the little being miserable, and you can say your prayers, you know, and meditate, whatever it is. I'm not sure what is the purpose of that. So anyway, last 2 weeks, you know, my intellectual practice deteriorated. All the prayers I do, I cannot do all of them, you know, barely. So, I don't know. What do you think? Spirit, you know, or maybe I could go with, you know, a lot of spiritual stress. Spiritual stress. So anyway, interesting, you know, been like that, I'm somehow become so serious, everything, so sophisticated, so tense, so serious, everything's, you know, like something very serious, not like that. That age, nothing is serious, you know, everything, there's something to play, you know. Play or to do something. It's all about fun, you know. So anyway, so it will come here a little bit, come in the textbook. So here, my point, that's not my point. And this time, this is better, because last time, the boy, 7-year-old boy, so that he's going to stay here now 1 month, so I need to prepare, you know. The little one's going to stay here 1 month. So my babysitting job is not finished yet. So that's for 2 more, 3 more weeks. You know? So last time my nephew came, you know, he go outside, ring the doorbell, then come in, then go again, then ring the doorbell. So I'm having a hard time to handle that. So goodness sake. So she's not doing that. She's very much more calmer, 100 times better than boy. Part of my good karma, taking care of babysitting, there's a positive karma with the girl. They look much calmer. So here, you know, every day. Need to also think, you know, how we lose our happiness, not just always think about how to get happiness. So many ways we lose our happiness, you know. So we do what we can do, you know. So then some help might come on the way. If not, then we do it slow and slow, you know. So we do what we can do. When we do, we try to do it happily. Happily, you know? Even though it's not like saying prayer or reading prayer or sitting like this, meditating, but, you know, to see some kind of benefit. So it's like meditation to preventing our disturbing thought. Whenever our disturbing thought is about to take a step, we have responsibility to stop that. So meditation will help. So there are a couple of different meditations, you know. Analytical meditations, so that's also very, very important. Meditation doesn't mean you have to sit like this, and it's not only meditations, you know. Analyzing your own thought. Analyzing. There's also meditations, you know, analyzing. And like how you are going to interact with others, you know, analyzing that. There's also very good meditation, analytical meditations. So then review meditations. Review, you know, like some materials that you remember by heart and reviewing them in your mind. For example, 8 verses, thought transformations. That's the 8th stanza. The first one, Dani Sinja Tandra Yishin Noble Lelab, Tanjadubi Sambai Tadu Jabu Zumbashas. Now we say this word. And myself, I say this all the time. I say this, you know, every day. But putting that into practical level is not, because it requires some kind of awareness, you know. Dani Sinja Tandra Yishin Noble Lelab, I cherish all living beings all the time. Cherish them. It's like precious jewel. That's what it says in the big first stanza. Then I myself, you know, voluntarily, deliberately cherish all living beings, cherish them more than wish-fulfilling jewel. If you have one of them, if you just wish something, it just appears. Whatever you wish, it just appears, no? If you wish cheesecake, it just appears here, right here. Like that. That's called a wish fulfilling jewel. So, other living beings are far more precious. May I able to see every living creature far more precious than this wish fulfilling jewel. Than it seems to be, you know, tenure to be somebody. So reason why I should be able to see that, because every being, you know, there's so many opportunity you could, you know, like you can gain so much, you can gain so much. They don't have to sit on the cushions on the throne to teach you. No, they don't have to do that. You can gain from them so much. Such as, you know, like patience. You can practice patience. You can rejoice. You can practice loving kindness. You can practice compassion because of that being. And your own everlasting happiness, which is called enlightenment, could come based on that one being. See? But we say all sentient beings, but no, one being, no, every being. So, Dani Sinja Tandra Yishin Noble Tenjo Dube Sambhai Tadu Cheba Dzumba Shos. That's what you pray when you recite 8 verses, mind turning, thought transformation text. When you recite the materials, in the very beginning, that's what Gishin Langri Thapa said, Dani, I myself, Sinja Tandra, all living creatures, May I able to cherish them, like cherish them more than wish fulfilling joy. Because I could gain so much based on that beings. See, if you are able to review them while you are interacting with other people, it immediately helps. So now here's the opportunity, to you to practically see that based on one being. And that's the prayer that you've been saying like many, many years. So now, if you review that in your mind at that moment, everything's, changed. Compared to my, in order to protect my calm mind, peaceful mind, happy mind, picking up those things is nothing. So, you know, that's good gift so much. So, that's like analytical meditation, review meditation, so we can do. So you can do analytical meditation, so analytical meditation, so you review first, if you have some material to review, then you review them, then you pick a specific point from that material, then you target that, then you analyze. For example, as I mentioned this morning, precious human life. So it's very probably foreign to your mind, your ear. So, you know, it's been said thousands of years ago. Then it's been repeatedly said again. Precious human life. So precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. So then you target that, you know, specific topic. Then you brainstorm why it's so precious, why it's so meaningful, why it's so difficult to find. So then cause-wise, number-wise, there's many, many, you know. So that's why, as I said this last Sunday, one of the Kadamba masters, he's talking to himself. So the Ngami Kewa Rinpoche, my precious previous life. You give me this such a wonderful gift, no? Ngami Kewa Rinpoche, Tade Milu Rinjetals, no? Precious human life, Milu Rinjetals. Tade Gelo Rinpoche, Chimayandu Majuas, no? So now you yourself, please don't throw this off the clip. Don't make this life miserable. No. So we have moral responsibility to improve, to go. How is it? Go up, not go down. Go up, push up. How? Thinking good. That's all. Thinking good. Thinking positive. I'm not, you know. You know, reciting mantra is good, very good, you know, bring all this practice, but thinking needs to be improved. That's how you go up. Thinking needs to be improved. So that's why the power of meditation is to reduce or minimize disturbing thought. So then when you meditate, then you are doing productive meditation. So otherwise, you know, sitting like this is called sitting position. This is your sitting positions, you know. So now in America, the cat also looks like in the posture, it's already enlightened. So far, then I say this is a very powerful country. Even the cat meditate. You know, so the monastery, there's Dharma is flourishing in the monastery thousands of years, but no cat meditate in the monastery. Only in America, the cat meditate. Sitting like this, with a very, looks like very calm. Otherwise, no, this is all sitting. As I said, the squirrel also sit on the branch, like this. Once a while, it moves like this, but then nobody is sitting. So, no sitting is only done by human. There are so many other creatures also sitting, no? So, this is just sitting positions, no? Meditation is something is happening here. Something is happening. Something critical is happening here in thinking. This is meditation. So review meditation, analytical meditation, then concentration meditation. Concentration meditation. Okay. So that's, you have three choices. or you can just rejoice. Rejoice. So that's important. So sometimes it sounds like, oh, everything is so difficult. No, this is difficult, this is difficult, that is difficult. Everything, there's nothing easy. So one thing, rejoice. Lama Tsongkhapa said, if you want to create the vast amount of, how you say, merit, which is the cause for happiness, if you want to create vast amount of merit, simply laying down on your bed. I mean, that sounds good, isn't it? It sounds wonderful. Everybody likes to lay down. I like to lay down too, you know. What Lama Tsongkhapa says, just rejoice. Just rejoice. Just rejoice. That's all. Nothing complicated. Just rejoice. Rejoice your own positive deeds in the past. Rejoice your own positive deeds now. Rejoice your own positive, you know, actions in the future. That you're going to just rejoice. You know, every day there are so many people doing so many good things. Rejoice, you know, when you probably know through social media, by reading something, listening something, looking something, if you see something wonderful, just rejoice. Your cause of happiness multiplies, you know. So going to bed, you know, thinking about like all the things that's done by Mother Teresa, all the things that by, done by so many good people, you know. So now people are very much active in the social media. You hear all kind of good things. Just rejoice. That's also, you know, the Lama Tsongkhapa says, you are creating the cause for your own happiness. Just rejoice in them. I'm quoting Lama Tsongkhapa. You know, Lama Tsongkhapa is a Tibetan master, you know, so who said that? Rejoice. So you can also do that while you're sitting quietly. You can just rejoice. That's also beautiful meditation, productive meditation. Okay? So then with that, you know, there I'll stop, you know, just analytical meditation and review meditations, concentration meditation, or you can just concentrate on your breath. Out, in. Sake of calm mind, peaceful mind, happy mind. This life, not talking about next life, this life, right now. No? Sake of calm mind, peaceful mind, happy mind. The meditation is not just important, it's very necessary. Very necessary, you know, for this life and this moment. This life, rest of life, you know, is combination of year and month. In this year, this month, this week, this day, now, this present moment, now, to if you manage to think something positive. That will ease all, you know, all the difficulties. Okay, so 7 minutes, maybe 7 or 8 minutes. Okay, do. So then if you are here first time, then please ask, you know, if there's a number of meditation I already taught before. So there's a 9 round breathing meditations, there's number of meditations, so I already explained before. So last year, many months, I just come here without book and just talk. So then this year I decided to read some materials. this is called 7-point thought transformation. So much, you know, difficulties caused by thinking. There's something is going wrong in our thinking. So then, instead of correcting them, so we blame ourselves, you know, blame that and this and this. This is not the best way to solve the problems. The best way to solve problems is to transform thinking, our thinking, transform our thinking. So that's called this mind-tending text, you know, mind, that something is going wrong. Sorry to say, but something is going wrong in our thinking. That's why so much problem between friends, between family, community, neighborhood, neighbors, and you know, in the world, whole world, you know, there's wrong thinking about culture, traditions, philosophy, religions, and there's so many wrong thinking. Then it will cause so much suffering. Huh? So that this thought transformation is very, very critical. Huh? Otherwise, we you know, all of we have some sort of spiritual practice that we do day-to-day life. But that spiritual practice, without the help from the thought transformations, then this spiritual practice is going to look like the painting of the light on the wall. It looks like light, but it doesn't function as a light. It does not function as a light, but it looks like light, but it doesn't function as a light. That's how our spiritual practice is going to be look like without support from thought transformation. So, see, very true. Exactly true. So, you know, I experienced that many times. Experiencing nowadays with the little girl, my spiritual practice looks like the light on the wall, the painting of the light on the wall. It doesn't function as a light. It doesn't display any darkness. It just looks like. So, if it is supported by thought transformation, then it's going to look like light. At the same time, it's going to function as a light. You know, so that's why this thought transformation is quite important. So, this morning I say, this is like, when I watch news, and then in between they advertise certain things. One advertisement, they are showing like black hat, dissolving gel. Black hat, dissolving gel. They say stubborn black hat, dissolving gel. So this one is stubborn, disturbing thought, dissolving gel. Stubborn, disturbing thought, dissolving gel. Somebody needs to advertise. Stubborn black hat, dissolving gel. This is, took me a long time to learn that. You know, those advertisements so fast, my English is not good. So, but they come again. So, stubborn black hat, dissolving gel. Oh, that's what this is. So this one, they're like, okay, so the textbook I'm going to teach in the center, that's like stubborn, disturbing thought, dissolving gel. Free. It's free, it's not like I said. This is like it's value $120. If you call me right now, give you $19. I don't know, but I don't need it. So. Anyway, so this is what is. So here, 7 points. So maybe every class will review them. then, you know, there's one way that people will remember 7 point, hearing them again and again. So can you please say this 7 point in the English translations? I thought all the translations last Sunday, reading in Tibetan, then translating in English may not be the best translations, but Thubten Jinpa, His Holiness translators, probably he translated the whole this book, so probably listen them. So then every class will repeat them. So then there's just one way to, how to say, remember.
So the first is presentation of the preliminaries, the basis. Two, training in the awakening mind, the main practice. Three, taking adverse conditions onto the path of enlightenment. Four, presentation of a lifetime's practice in summary. Five, presentation of the measure of having trained the mind. Six, presentation of the commitments of mind training. And seven, presentation of the precepts of mind training.
So these, you know, 7 point thought transformations, or maybe like seven deserving thought deserving jail. Oh yeah, I think it's good to read, so you can use, you know, you don't have to remember all of them. You can pick up certain line and remember, then review them through our day and see if this helps you. If this helps, supposed to help. So that is a good thing, you know. So then it's good. Then each time when you're doing that, you are contributing towards world peace, not just talking. You are contributing towards peace in the family, you are contributing to harmonious atmosphere within the Kadamba Center here, in your family, you know, when you're thinking like that, okay? So it's benefit for all of, you know. That's the contribution, you know. So now the preliminary practice, the presentation of preliminary practice, the presentation of preliminary practice. So that, I already said this in the last Sunday. If you are here, you all heard this. Maybe just review a little bit. So that begin with the cleaning environment. Cleaning environment. So something that unfortunately in the West nobody likes to clean. Generally speaking, particularly the office. So maybe, you know, you are here so educated, you know, so maybe you like to do something meaningful. Maybe that might be the reason. I don't know. There could be the reason that you think it's not very meaningful thing to do. So you can make it more meaningful. So it's not just dirt. No, it's just not dirt. See, it's very interesting. Papa Lamjung, there's like one person named called Papa Lamjung, small path. You know. So his brother's name like Big Pat. He was survived because the mother who is having child dies every time she has child pass away. She did not dies. And one day took to, I think the Buddha when he was in India, they suggest, you know, to ask someone to hold that baby in the intersections. When a lot of people are going by, in the dawn, if the baby is still alive, then bring it back. So that's how these two brothers survived. The second one, Lanchung, the elder brother turns out to be very, very like genius, smart, very smart. Second one turns out to be not that smart, and because that person who is like holding that baby in the intersection, kind of like lazy person. So didn't went to the bigger intersections, went to small intersections, hold there. That's why that person named after small path, Lamchung. Having so much difficulty, so much, even just, you know, memorizing, say, for example, Kadamba Center takes months. When you remember Kadamba, forgot centers. When you remember centers, forgot Kadamba. Couldn't say one word at the same time. Took long time. There are a lot of people giving up on it. That person, they say, oh, maybe that person is not going to learn anything. So then Buddha say, okay, then he say, okay, sweep the monastery courtyard. And he's just sweeping, no sweeping. He's just just sweeping the manuscript code. One day he just thought, oh, I'm not just sweeping the dirt. I'm sweeping my disturbing thought. You know, it's not just dirt, it's like disturbing thought. Somehow he figured it out. So with that act, he was reached enlightenment. Can you believe? He reached enlightenment. Doesn't look like sitting like this, just sitting. See, you could get enlightened cleaning your room. So maybe see that, oh, there's 25% from Kadamba Center enlightened cleaning their room. That would be good news. See, could happen. You know, don't think, oh, this is not, you know, I'm not doing this. Yeah, this is spiritual practice, cleaning. It's not just dirt. It's like, this is a disturbing thought. It's been disturbing me a long, long time. You know, this disturbing thought has been disturbing me a long, long time. So I'm cleaning that. So, you know, so then, happy to do. You know, it's just meaningful. It's meaningful. Oh, I'm not going to get time to meditate. No, so I'm going to skip the cleaning, just meditate. Environments, cleaning environments create the cause. If there's such a thing called heaven, pure land, whatever it is, whatever you call, that create the cause to be born there, create the cause. Because when other people come, they say, wow, it's very clean. That create the cause, no, to be born. So then, according to Tibetan lunar calendar, there's like 3 days in every month that celestial beings visited our realms. If the environment is very clean, they will visit. Sometimes you feel, you know, so that's why there's another reason, you know, the keeping environment clean, neat. So then after that, then you sit, then meditate, you know, clean environment. So then maybe someday, you know, then people will rush to cleaning. Well, I will do. You don't do, I will do. That is good news. Instead of sit down on tables to have a schedule, or Sunday you're going to clean, Monday I'm going to clean, and all that. So anyway, the point is to make it more meaningful, cleaning, with some kind of awareness, cleaning dishes, whatever cleaning they involve, just think something, you know, like cleaning disturbing thought, okay? So that's how it's been done according to this 7-point thought transformation practice. That's how the environment has been cleaned. Then, you know, this is meaningful, the thing that you're doing, then you get a little bit excited to clean. I hope. I hope. So, it's different. If you're cleaning something with awareness, it's different. Right, that means it's different. It's different. It's just rather than just cleaning, you know. It's different. If you're cleaning with a mindful, it's different. You feel different. Oh, you feel different. So that's good things. You feel different. So, then after that, you know, precious human life. So some of your ear may already burn hearing this word again and again. Precious human life. That's how it is listed. Precious human life, impermanent. So then, you know, the change, then all of that, you know, this all falls into preliminary practice. It's very, very important to make life less tense, less tight, more flexible. What we need think big, like Texas. It's not enough to just wear a big hat. Think bigger, you know. Think a little bigger. Change. Precious human life. All of that, you know, it helps. It helps. Everything evolves. So anyway, precious human life, that's how it begins. Then after that you clean, then you sit, then precious human life. Very, very foreign to your ears, but that's been said thousands of years ago. Then after this has been said repeatedly, again and again, that's what we should think. What we should not think is like, no meaning. I don't know why I'm here. It's not worth it. I don't like myself. This doesn't look good. Nobody likes me. My dog doesn't like me. My cat doesn't like me. My neighbor doesn't like me. My clothes doesn't like me. My jewelry doesn't like me. You know, doesn't look good. All that's not what we should not think. What we should think is this is very precious. I'm not just saying this to make you happy. Then that's going to be a lie. I'm just repeating. This has been said many times. Probably time to pay some attention, you know, attention. Precious human life. Precious by cause, precious by numbers, precious by sort of so many opportunities. That's why these are precious. You know? Not what people say about you is not nothing to do with that. It's precious by cause. Do we know the cause of this life? According to the teachings, the pure ethics. Is it easy to practice? No. That's what's the main cause of this, no? Cause. No? Pure ethics. Number wise, no. In this planet, our human number is very little compared to other fishes. We are very little. No? Talking about 7 billion, our fishes, that's like more than 7 billion. That's like, I'm not sure how many billions. Did anybody count? I'm not sure. Probably they cannot count. How are you going to count under the one stone? There's how many ants live there? Right now, the Kadambas are there in the nest. Do you see the nest? How many ants there? I'm not sure. How many people here? How many ants there? Number-wise, course. Opportunity-wise, how long it takes to just teach one bird, smart bird, smartest bird, how long it takes to teach them one word? Just forget about meaning. Just forget about just word. So you are very familiar with that. You take the school for the dogs, school for dog, school or class. That's preliminary class, advanced class. That's amazing. Yeah, you are so fortunate. You know, there's even the dog have class here. You know, some part of the world there's even no class for the people here. amazing. Yeah. So they're full of expert, full of expert. Every little thing they bring on TV has expert. Piece of lip, there's one expert comes, talks about anything you bring on, there's expert. No, amazing, really amazing. But so anyway, course wise, number wise, opportunity wise, that's why it's so precious. So it's important. That's what we should think. You'll get great benefit. So you think one time, two times, three times, four times, you think, you know, then eventually doesn't require any effort, it's just spontaneous. Then that's called realization. Now you have realization about precious human life. Doesn't require any effort, it just come up like morning coffee. In America, morning coffee, you don't need to meditate the day before, or make sure I'm going to drink coffee in the morning. When you wake up, this coffee is immediate, like that. So that's called realization without effort. So then every day, you know, precious human life. So best, you know, probably medicines, you know, they probably will overcome, you know, so many difficulties. So, you know, kind of like heartbreaking. Like, see, poor people have more physical problems. People who are better off have more mental problems, more suffering in the mind, you know. Thinking all kind of things. So precious human life is very, very critical practice in the Western world. The people need to meditate on precious human life. So then after that, then you think about change, impermanent change. Everything change. People change, body evolve, mind evolve, season change, today's warm. Just enjoy. Don't think about tomorrow going to be same. Tomorrow going to be, may not going to be same. But you know, then like that will help you know, letting go. See, right now I have two persimmon tree in my backyard. Summertime, when the fruit grow, summertime, it produced like 200 fruit. Right now there's not even one green leaf. It all looks like a skeleton. Hard to believe. Used to be like, you know, all colorful with the green leaf, yellow fruit, all colorful. So now, change. But it has all the potentials there. I cannot see. But it's going to change again. It's going to be bloom again, produce a lot of fruit, probably even more. Sometimes when we feel down, it's like that, you know? We feel like that skeleton trees. It's hard to see any potentials, but doesn't mean there's no potential. There is potentials. Doesn't mean you don't see them. It doesn't mean it's not there. It is there. It's going to come again. It's going to bloom again. So that change, you know, change. So then letting go will sincerely, genuinely come if you understand. This is like growth impermanent. Season change, weather change, tree change, leaf, you know, like flower bloom, then fall down, then come again, then turn green color, all kind of things change, everything change. These are all growth change. So then that's easy to understand. Subtle change disintegrate moment by moment. Every moment, everything's evolving. Nothing's staying same. Everything's changing, constantly changing. So that change is hard to see. That's called subtle impermanent. That's hard to see. So that requires a lot of, you know, concentration. So otherwise, you know, this variable like looks like same, but it's not same. It only changes. Every second is changing. You know? So that's subtle impermanence. So that's the second. You know, first, cleaning environment, precious human life, then think about change, then think about karma, why things happening. Why things are not happening, you know, it's like... So then understanding karma, so I think it will help you to go with the flow. Go with the flow, huh? No, go with the flow, you know. Rather than, then that helps, okay, that helps. So, these are the that, you know, there's a preliminary practice to include that. So, then here, now the second one, a presentation of actual practice, two types of bodhicitta. I'm going to just, you know, like explain this 7 point briefly. Maybe could finish within 1 month or maybe 2 months, I'm not sure. So now this one, the actual practice here called bodhicitta. I use these three types of advertisement that I precious human life, the advertisement for that is like, I can't believe it's not butter. So that's I use that. I can't believe it's not butter, you know. Because it tastes like butter. So one day you will say, I can't believe it's not precious. I can't believe it's not precious. Because I like that. So now this one, another advertisement here, bodhicitta. So that's usually advertisement for life alert. Life alert. That took me a long time to learn, you know. Long time to learn. I did all kind of things. Write it down incorrectly. Say that some people didn't understand. So then took finally got it right. Say, I can live alone without being alone. Make sense? I can live alone without being alone. When you read this, life alert. You can live alone, but without being alone means help is. I'm not sure what that means. In my mind, it means, you know, you don't feel lonely. That's what I thought. So that's bodhicitta. You can live alone. You can live in the cave, on the mountain, without being alone, without being lonely. Always connected, not just connected, deeply connected with other beings. So, so here, there's two types of bodhicitta. Ultimate bodhicitta. Conventional bodhicitta, there are two types of them. So now, the ultimate bodhicitta comes first. So I'm not going to go detail into that, there's going to be probably more complicated. So anyway, there's a reason why the ultimate bodhicitta first comes. So ultimate bodhicitta means opening your heart widely, sincerely, genuinely, opening your heart to all living beings, not just one small group. Opening of your heart, you know. Powered by awareness of emptiness. Awareness of emptiness or knowledge of emptiness. Let's open up your heart by power, by wisdom, the understanding of emptiness, opens up your heart. One way to open your heart is to see people's difficulties. That's one way to open. That's pretty much what we do when we see somebody having difficulties, then we feel sympathy, you know, sorry. That's like power by conventional reality, what you see. So another one, this one ultimately is like power by that, you know, the mistake they caused by not knowing ultimate truth. Then you open up your heart for that. Make sense? If that makes little sense, that's okay. Make sense? Ultimate bodhicitta, the bodhicitta opening up your heart, powered by wisdom, understanding emptiness. Okay? So now here, Chöna Milam Tabulabs, this begins with Chöna Milam Tabulabs. So next three lines, this one stanza, next three lines, I'm going to need to probably read more than explain. The first one, Chönam, everything. Everything is not serious as we think, including suffering too, difficulties. It's not serious as we think. Chönam, everything. Milam, dream. Need to learn how to see everything as a dream. Everything is a dream. Doesn't mean they are a dream, but seeing them as a dream. The great beneficials, no? Seeing them. So then, nothing is serious. No? Exactly like the child, 2 years old, girl. Everything is something to play. No? Nothing is serious. Kind of cute. It's kind of amazing that I'm observing her very, because I never babysit before. Monastery, there's no baby. This whole new practice, set of practice, studying in America. not have any training at all. Observing, even just seeing things, you know. She says sometimes, oh, she didn't say, I'm hungry. She said, her name is Sultan, her name. She said, oh, Sultan is hungry. I said, wow, that's, you know, that's good to learn. Instead of saying always, I, you know. So, she's something wrong with her. She said, oh, Sadhu is baby, means don't do that, he's baby. Not saying, I am baby. Sadhu is baby, don't do that, like, means Sadhu don't like those things, he's baby. So, anyway, instead of saying, I am baby, I am hungry, I don't like this, oh, Sadhu don't like that. This is kind of interesting, with, you know, in terms of like, so here, Chöna Milam Tabulab. Then there's another text, not here, the another text called Guru Puja. In that text, Chöna Chönam Chi, external things, internal things, Juma. Just seeing them. I'm not saying they are dream. No, it's happening. But seeing them as a very serious, or seeing them as like dream. What's different? So that's what it means. Seeing them, not just. I'm not saying, oh, this is dream. This is not dream. But seeing this is a dream. Chinachana Jumanalam doesn't all the external. The external things, internal things, you know, all the emotion, all the thought, you know, feeling good, feeling guilty, feeling bad, feeling this, feeling that, all of that, to see them as like illusion, Juma, Milam, dream, and seeing them as like reflections in the lake of the moon, reflection of the moon in the lake, seeing them like that, seeing them like illusion, seeing them like dream, seeing them as like reflection of the moon in the clear lake. Chinachana Jumanana Panyasana Dazu Chijindu Dazu Chijindu Nayas. They all look exactly like moon, but it's not moon, it's called reflection of the moon. It's not moon. moon is up there, it's not here. Now the moon generates the watching laws. So there is concentrations, you know, there's particular concentrations you will gain, then that allows you to see all of like that, you know, nothing serious. Oh. So there's churnam, milam tabu labs. One way to help yourself recognize dream. You know, people here talk about dream yoga, and people talk about lucid dream. In order to have lucid dream, first you have to recognize that you are dreaming. So technique they use, not here, it didn't say here, but other textbook, it says, other some books, it says, if you think everything is a dream during the daytime, you are not sleeping, not during the day, you are seeing everything a dream, it will help, that exercise will help you to recognize when you're dreaming, it will help you to recognize dream. So, try. If that helps, so then deeper level, and it will help you to, supposed to help, there's a technique that you can use when you are in partho state. Partho means, you know, between death and birth. That's like, according to Buddhism, there's 49 days between death and birth. Now when we die, before we take rebirth, there's 49 days. So during that period, you will recognize where you are. You are not going to get confused. You know where you are, then that will help. The deeper level, this exercise, seeing everything is a dream, the deeper level, the temporary is like help you to recognize that you are dreaming. Then if you want to do dream yoga, lucid dream, then people you want to do all kinds of things, then you can do those things. The deeper level, then you will, if you see, okay, oh, this is all happening in the part, it's not really happening, it's just happening, it's part though. So then that will help you to recognize part though. So then there are so many fears will be overcome. Chinamilam Tabulaps. Machi Rigbe Shila Ches. So this is the second line, is a little more difficult to explain. Machi Rigbe Shila Ches. So I will, let me think about that so how, what was the best way to explain? This is also, see, don't analyze anything, just, I say, not easy, but you know, people say like, it's like concentrating on mind, nature of mind, nothing to analyze. It's just pure nature of mind, no? Not analyze. That's what it, like the literally the meaning of the word, but I need to probably elaborate that next Sunday, so probably need to think what's the best way to explain, okay? So now here, conventional truth, ultimate truth. We are talking about here, when I say this particular concentrations, slow, eventually you will gain these concentrations, allows you to see everything, internal, external things, no seriousness with things, it's just like dream. It's just like dream, you know. So, in the dream, so sometimes we dream, we are chased by elephant, you know, so I'm not sure here, you don't have elephant. So I don't think that you... Anybody dream about chasing elephants? Dream? It's kind of interesting, you know, in India, so people do dream about chasing, because there's a lot of elephants there, too. So sometimes, you know, it happened to me, after the Sera Monastery, there where I study all my philosophical texts. So then when you finish there, then you go to this 1 hour distance from my monastery, the small monastery, you go there, do Tantra course for 1 year. In that monastery, it's like surrounding that monastery, there's, even though there's many villages, but there are a lot of woods. Elephant frequently comes very close to the monastery. So that every evening, so the geishas, you know, when you finish the education in the big monastery, then you become geishi, then you go to there for 1 year course. So every evening we take walk through the wood. One time we just talk chat, you know, nothing, just talking. Sometimes we go, you know, play. Because there's all day sitting all day, like, you know, from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening, all day sitting. So then we go to the wood and we just play something, you know. One day, me and my friend, three of them walking before us, not very fast, and 2 hours we were walking. All of a sudden, you hear this big noise. I thought the snake, there's also a lot of cobra, snake. I thought it's like snakes, you know, there's a lot of bushes. Turn out, not very far, it's like from the that distant camera, not that, like, looks like big rock. Turns out there's an elephant, wild elephant, came to in the bush at night, got stuck during the daytime, not able to go back, just one. That's dangerous. Whenever you see next time, when one elephant, that's very dangerous. If a group, that's less dangerous. My body and consciousness separated. No bodhicitta, nothing. Just ran. My friend kind of froze there, He's now living in Nepal. Keep cold. He just kind of froze there, I'm not sure. So then, you know, from the village, the people, local people, they come to the monastery to sell their milk on bicycle. So a couple of them are coming down. Then we are running. We told elephant, they just dropped all the milk and bicycle, they run all together. Take a short period of time, mind and body separated. No feeling at all, no feeling. See, then, you know, all of a sudden that kind of like, leg kind of locks up, can run very fast. Yeah, so then, you know, like, walk a little bit. Met a couple of local people from the village. They say, oh, there's a group of, like, 15 group elephants coming, approaching. Now we're stuck. We have no idea that elephant went where. So they can't go very further because there's a group of elephants coming. So everybody is saying mantras and reciting prayers. See, that's the real. So then, you know, you do dream about, in dream, you are chased by elephant, you know. So then you think this really serious thing. It's not serious thing, it's a dream. But not recognizing dream, you go through a lot of anxiety, yeah. Because you think it's very real, but it's not real, you know. But even though it's a dream, but you treat them as real. So because of that, there's so many anxiety that follows. Then your leg get locked up. Then when you wake up, oh, feel great because now you realize the dream. It's not really happening. So maybe some benefit here, okay? Everything, seeing them as like dream, illusions, reflection of the moon in the clear lake, looks exactly like moon, but it's not moon. So then there's conventional truth. The way it appears, the way it exists is different. It's totally different. That's why it's called conventional truth. It seems very much truth, but it's not how it exists. This conventional truth. Really, truth is ultimate truth beyond. The way things appear, the way things exist is same. That's called ultimate truth. That's real truth. So then eventually, I think, you know, that's the way to cease. Cease the primary cause for samsara. When you see ultimate truth, then you cease. No longer samsara. You know, finish. Samsara is finished. So, we all finish samsara today. So I'll stop here. That's good news. Then I wish you very, very happy New Year. Nice weekend.
Thank you. Before we do our prayers today, we wanted to take a minute today to acknowledge the incredible contributions to Kadampa Center of someone who has worked ceaselessly, primarily behind the scenes, sometimes in front of the scenes, and that is Donna Cease, who has been our office manager for the past decade. And in which she fulfilled not only her responsibilities of managing the office, but really was the glue that held things together and made so much that's happened at Kadampa Center over the last 10 years become a reality. And always did it with a positive attitude and a smile and compassion for others, and we really appreciate that. Donna's moving on to a volunteer position as assistant to the SPC, where she'll be working particularly with the pujas and the Discovering Buddhism program and other things. But we wanted to say thank you to Donna Cease this morning for everything you've done for Kadampa Center. And if you could come up. Yeah.
Thank you. Super.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. So one thing that now Gishi Sangpo, you probably remember, some of you remember, is going to start to teach. So I will not let him teach, but no, he's he's very nervous. So now I told him that every month I will teach 3 Sunday, then he will teach the last one. So then the slow, he will teach 2, then you will hear less from my Mickey Mouse talk. So that is good. So there is example this month, so now today is the second one. Next Sunday I will teach, then the last Sunday the Gisambo will teach. So then I just good to know. So Gisambo, I really want him to teach because he has some quality I don't have at all. He is like this. So you will see. So I adopted him when he was 14 years old, when he first came to monastery. His family is still in Tibet. When he first came to monastery, he was really skinny, with kind of like, what do you call? Running nose like this here long. it looks like the mice just come out of water from Tibet, Then since then I adopt. So then he has 2 uncles in the monastery. When they passed away, they really told me to look after Gishi Sangpo because he has no family. So that's how now he's become like my spiritual son or my brother. Now he's so grown up. So I've known him like since he was first, when he first came to India, I've known him from then to till now. So then he came here now how many years? 4, 5, 6 years, Before that, I'm by myself. 9 years, not easy, Not knowing the culture, not knowing the language, like staying home all day long, not knowing how to get around. So then eventually Gishi Sangpo came. So now he's here, so I think I'm very, very happy. So I requested Lama Zeba Rinpoche. Lama Zeba said, okay, he has, this willpower to help Kadampa Center, it will get benefit. So then if some of you are interested about learning Buddhist ritual, by your choice, then Gishi Sangpo is expert. He's expert to teach that. So I'm very excited to Gishi Sangpo to see the auspicious sign raining. Thank you.